here in New York, there's a very famous steak restaurant in Williamsburg called Peter Luger's. You ever hear of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Peter Luger's, very famous. So Peter Luger's, Dr. Drew and his family are eating at Peter Luger's.
Okay. They're,
you know, he's there with his wife, his daughter, and the daughter's boyfriend. The four of them are having a meal. A fight breaks out inside the restaurant. One of the guys, some 23-year-old kid, and his cousin start really getting into it. One of them pulls out a gun and starts firing, misses the cousin who was the target, and hits, because the fight ended up, so it started out in the restaurant, sort of spilled out into the cafe, misses the cousin, hits two people just sitting outside having dinner.
No.
Yeah, this is just last night. It's all over the news today here in New York. And Dr. Drew is there with his family. And, you know, he's an MD. He's one of the few TV doctors who is a real doctor. Like, he's a doctor.
Mm.
So he looks over. So once they hear bullets, you know, they don't know if this is a shooting. There've been mass shootings going on
every
like crazy
day, though, but it still right. happens every day.
And it's Williamsburg. So they don't know if, is it a drive-by? Is somebody shooting outside the restaurant? Are they coming in? At this point, once you hear gunshots, you have no idea what's coming next. No idea. You cannot predict what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Drew sees the hostess hit the ground and think she was shot or something happened to her. So he crawls over to her and is like, I'm a doctor. Are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Get back. You know, get away. They're shooting.
From VH1, doctor.
Well, no, she hit the ground just right. to duck and cover. Mm-hmm. He thought that she had been hit.
Right.
So, and she was laying on the ground with her phone calling 911, and everyone's yelling, call 911. So when Dr. Drew realizes that she's okay and they're still hearing shots being fired, he takes this big table and he flips it over and starts and like makes a barricade and starts pulling his family and nearby restaurant goers behind this barricade, starts flipping over tables and making a barricade.
No.
He goes right into action. He goes right into like, boom, boom, boom. I'm friends with him on Twitter and Instagram. And I just saw the story before we got on the air. I would have reached out to him and asked him if he can just, you know, come on real quick. I'll see if I can book him for next week. But so here's my favorite part of the story. So he's being interviewed by Page Six all about this. And he makes sure to throw in, this is my favorite line of the whole thing. He makes sure to throw in, it happened after the salad and before the steak.
I never got my steak. And you don't understand, I've been wanting that steak. It was been on, my mouth was ready for the meat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you go to Peter Luger's, I mean, like, you don't eat all day because you know you're going to be having a lot right. of food that night. You know what I mean? So you wait all day. So, once everything cleared, this is my favorite part of the story. So they finish their salad. He's waiting for a steak. The shooting happens. He's flipping over tables. The cops
he's
come.
Jumping, he's jumping action. He's grabbing his kids. He's throwing them behind the table.
Yeah,
he's
grabbing like other room. Restaurant goers. Yeah, protecting everybody he could possibly find. So the whole thing's cleared away. You know what I mean? The cops come. They take the guy away. The ambulance comes, takes the people to Bellevue, which is so weird because it's really far away from the restaurant. Like, you didn't have a hospital closer.
Right.
And he goes back in the restaurant and everyone, like all of his family and everyone there is like too upset to eat. He's like, I'm hungry. I'd like to stay for my steak. So he sits down and eats his steak, and the restaurant, just to make everyone feel better, gave them free dessert.
Oh, thanks. I almost it's died.
Like, don't comp my bill or anything. Like, you still want my money.
Free steak. I want the whole bill taken care of. Wow. Right. Yeah, no, he's sitting in that restaurant smelling that steak the whole time. You just can't get up and go some. You can't go to McDonald's at that point. You're not going to eat. You want real steak.
He had ordered it. It was on his bill.
It's on the grill right now. Just go get it.
Yeah, because everyone in the kitchen was still cooking. They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I respect people that the minute they hear a bang or clap, or just get under a table immediately. I don't do that. I go, what is that? You know, I'm the guy that's going to get shot because I'm looking around. But I do have friends that whenever they hear a car backfire, they're on the ground in 2 seconds. You know, they have that reaction. I don't have that gene that throws you on the ground and hides behind things.
No, I have the gene that throws you on the ground, hides behind, runs away. I'm a runaway girl. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is one of those people that runs towards. In fact, on September 11th, he worked down there and he was late for work. And when it happened, he just kept going to work. He was going down there because he was like, let me see if I can help. Let me see if they need me. Like, is anyone, can I do something? He brought a camera with him. Like he was ready. He was ready to do whatever they needed, you know, and not like, is it going to get worse? Are there going to be bombs? Like, we didn't know what was going to happen next. You know, it's not even, it's in the moment, what's happening is bad. It's what's coming next that you do not know. That's where I run. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where my survival instinct kicks in and I turn around and run the other way. Like I'm not a run towards, I'm a runaway girl, which is why I do radio and I'm not a police officer.
I'm a guy that just acted like he didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear nothing. But buildings on fire, I don't see anything. I'm not getting involved. I can't.
Have you ever called 911 in your entire life?
I was driving home from work, and it was on this long, dark road. And I looked over when I stopped at a stoplight, and there was this huge Black Panther.
Oh, my gosh.
Walking through somebody's front yard.
What?
And it looks at me. And it's got the big tail and all that and turns around and looks at me. And I went, holy shit, that's a panther. It's a big, huge panther. So I called 911 and they said, sir, it was probably a dog. It's like, no, it was.
I know what a panther looks like. Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
2 feet from my window.
Right.
You know, I'm a panther fan. I know what panthers look like. And so when I went back to work that next day, because I was at a radio station, we ran a story that the zoo, a couple of cats broke out.
And how random. They broke out and you saw one of them.
And I saw one of them. It was like 11:30 at night. And I look, and I'm just sitting there, stop sign. I look over, holy shit.
That's a panther.
It's nothing. You don't see that every day. You know, I'm not going to say here, kitty, kitty. I think that's the only time I've called 911. Other than that, I don't see it.
I love that you called 911 and they were like, no, sorry.
Yeah. No, you sure? You know, it's a full moon. You sound like a wacko. No, listen, I saw it. It was a big panther right there. No, sir, it was a dog. You know what? I don't care if you send a cop or not. I'm just telling you.
I'm just letting you know I'm driving away. There's a panther walking around. And I bet the next day when they found out that the zoo had escaped panthers, they're probably like, oh, we feel like idiots.
Yeah, I mean, it could have taken dogs. It could have taken kids. Who knows? So at least I'm going on record and talking about this. But
you love a good I told you so.
Exactly. And that's one of them.